We will now proceed to a presentation that comprises a video, some video conferencing from with people from the Gaspé region. The presentation is entitled Skills Retention, Twinning English-Speaking Volunteers and Learners to Maintain Language Skills. Les gens sur la scène et les gens de la région de Gaspé vont aborder cette question. Alors, sur place, nous aurons Tracy Liotta de Vision Gaspé-Percenau et Anita Peglis du groupe Collegia. Et par vidéoconférence, Patricia Adams du groupe Collegia, Albert Patterson de Vision Gaspé-Percenau, ainsi que les apprenants Ginette Plourde et un deuxième apprenant dont je ne connais toujours pas le nom. Tracy?
Were you named on
this? I leave this to you.
You were named, so there's nobody else here.
Yeah,
okay, all right. Okay, Anita.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Bonjour. Before we begin our presentation, I'm just going to introduce myself very, very briefly, and I'll just quickly reintroduce also my co-presenters just to tell you a little bit of who they are. I'm a former second language teacher at the Cégep in Gaspé, and I'm now working as a counselor in continuing education for Groupe Collegia, which is a branch of the Cégep de la Gaspésie-les-Îles. My co-presenters, as you heard, Tracy Liotta, the executive director for Vision Gaspé Percenau, Patricia Adams here on your left is one of our. Hi, Patricia. Can you hear
Hi.
Us?
Yeah.
Very well.
Okay. Very well.
Patricia is one of our language teachers who's been involved in the language training project for a number of years now. Ginette Plourde is our representative learner. Bonjour, Ginette. And she's also been a student, a learner in the language training courses for a number of years. And finally, Albert Patterson, one of our valued volunteers and a very well-known personality in the Anglophone community in Gaspé. You'll shortly be hearing from Tracy, Patricia, Ginette, and Albert. Before I talk to you about the skills retention project, I just want to talk very briefly about our language training in our region, which is Region 11. We've organized language training courses since the beginning of the project in 2005-2006 in Gaspé, Rocher-Percé, the Baie des Chaleurs, and on Les Îles de la Madeleine. We usually have every year about 100 students registered in our language courses. This year we had about 150 who started the language training courses. We had 15 groups, so we average about 10 students per group. Our groups are mostly mixed groups, although we have had some years where we've had groups which are primarily nurses, but they're usually a mixture of nurses, social workers, educators, receptionists who come from the hospitals, the CLSCs, the Centre Jeunesse, and the Centre Réadaptation. Our groups are organized according to level, generally beginner, intermediate, advanced, and they run for about 12 to 15 weeks, normally one class per week in the evening. In 2007, we began the skills, retention activities, or what we call the Maintien des Acquis project, which was a series of activities offered to learners of at least, I would say, intermediate or high intermediate to advanced level, learners who had already completed the 30-hour regular language training courses. We organized the Maintien des Acquis activities for 3 years. Our objective was primarily twofold. First of all, to take the learners out of the classroom and to put them in direct contact with not only Anglophones in the community, but with Anglophone community organizations. Secondly, we also wanted to provide them with an opportunity to continue practicing their English language skills and to retain and to build upon the skills that they had acquired in the regular language courses. So our language courses usually finish up in February or March, so the skills retention activities which followed in the weeks after the end of the courses were a great way for the learners to continue learning, but this time outside of the classroom. These activities usually ran over 8 weeks, one activity per week of about 2 hours. They were usually in the evening, but there were some activities that even took place on the weekends. So the instructor's role, the teacher's role, was more of an organizer, I would say, and Patricia, when she speaks, will probably allude to that also. Although I don't think for a teacher you never really take off your teaching hat, no matter where you are. So my co-presenters will talk to you very shortly about their experience in the skills retention activities in Gaspé. First, I'd just like to give you a brief overview of some of the activities that did go on in these 3 years. I won't mention them all because there are many to mention. A lot of the activities were organized in collaboration with community groups, some of which are here today. So in the Baie des Chaleurs area, several activities were organized with the help of an organization called Family Ties in New Carlisle. One example was a fun run where the learners met Anglophones in the community while participating in a 5.5-kilometer walk. So they walked with these people, they talked with them, they found out who they were. So and they got some exercise at the same time. Learners also with Family Ties attended one of their annual general meetings where they learned more about the role of the organization and what they do in the community. And another activity, which must have been a lot of fun, that was organized with Family Ties was a line dancing evening where learners did line dancing with senior citizens in the community. Also in the Baie des Chaleurs area, our teacher there was able to work with the Mi'kmaq community. One activity was with a woman originally from the Listigouche community called Naomi Metallic, who was actually, she was a lawyer and was a lawyer who was sworn to the bar in three languages, English, French, and Mi'kmaq. Another activity that took place with that community, one of the members of the community spoke to the learners about the challenges of in their community and the ways that they were trying to deal with those challenges. We also worked over the years with CASA, looking back on my notes, one of the activities that went on in the Bay de Chaleur was a story swap activity. There were about 15 Anglophones present with the learners from Anglophones with various backgrounds, and they all participated in an evening of storytelling. We also worked with SPEC, the English language newspaper. One of the activities was SPEC invited the learners to their offices where Cheryl Farrell, who I believe was the director of SPEC at the time, she spoke about the history of the newspaper and its role and objectives. On the Magdalen Islands, we worked with Camille, Elena Bourque, who's here, and Janie Clark. One activity was a visit to Camille's offices where the learners learned about this organization and the work that they do to help Anglophone Magdalen Islanders. There was also learners participated in a day called a Community Day that was also organized with the help of Camille. So that's a very brief overview of some of the activities we did over the years. The Skills Retention Project, a varied group of activities, but I think all in all, I always get feedback after. We get evaluations from the learners of the activities, and I can say that they really appreciated being able to get out into the community and to actually meet with Anglophones and to be able to practice the English that they had learned. So now I'm going to turn the mic, not really the mic, but over to Patricia first, our teacher, one of our teachers who organized, I believe, for 2 years the skills retention activities in Gaspé. So, Patricia, could you just tell us a little bit about some of the activities that you were able to organize?
Well, what I did basically was make some notes about some of the activities that we had. Some of the three most important, I say important, the ones that I feel were quite significant, because our role all along was to immerse the Francophone students into the English culture, to give them a feel for the culture, as it were. And one of the nights we had was the home caregivers nights, where the people they met with were people who were at home actually caring for their elders in the home. And it was really good for these people to meet with the nurses, but it was also good. What was really good for even the Anglophones was that they were in touch with nurses who could really appreciate actually the job they were doing at home with their elders. And it was a very interesting evening for me to watch go on, because it was nice to see how it was heartwarming to see these two groups blending together. So that was a really good, warm evening for us. The other one I wanted to mention was our spec night, because we had a night where they had to design a family and then use the spec newspaper to equip these families with housing, cars, anything you could think of, daycare, find jobs. So it was a whole program that they had to set up for a family by using the spec. And at the end of it, the thing that I found really interesting was that a lot of our nurses found out about by reading through the ads, they found out about the things like the church suppers that the Anglophones have in their church basements. And one person said, well, I thought when we saw all these cars there, on Sunday afternoon, it was like a mass or a church, a service, you would call it. And actually, it was like church dinners and, meals that they have. So they're like, oh, well, we can go to these meals now. And they'd find out about craft sales that were going on because they were communicating with the people. Another thing that we did is we went to visit the Wakeham School, which I found really interesting because at Wacom at that time they were giving at the nurse's aid course, and of course the same courses were giving to the French at the other school. But that whole evening it turned out, you know, to be talking about the courses and how it goes on. And at one point, I can't remember what it was, one of the nurses was talking about something, and the lady from the Wacom school said, oh yeah, we have some of that. Anyway, they're going to get together during the week to exchange whatever it was one had more of than the other, whatever. But on the whole, what it was, each evening became an event, sort of. And it was just watching, you know, people stopped thinking about language. My personal difficulty was not to correct if somebody forgot to put an S or an ED somewhere. Once I got myself under control, it was really good to see just people talking to each other and enjoying each other and having fun and talking and laughing, and we laughed a lot. It was a wonderful experience. And if you have any questions, I could answer them, but it was pretty well, each week was an event of learning and sharing with each other. And that's the main thing I got out of the whole thing, is to see the cultures sharing. And it didn't become, you know, it lost the notion of becoming a language learning course, and it became an event of appreciating each other.
Thanks, Patricia. Before I ask Jeanette to speak to us, I can't resist telling you when I first left Jeanette a message on her voicemail, inviting her or asking, almost pleading with her to participate in this presentation today. She replied to me by voicemail, and she left me a message in English, and I thought, wow, this is it. You know, I left my message in my French, and she replied to me in English, and I thought, this is wonderful. So, Jeanette, soyez complètement à l'aise de nous parler en français, si vous voulez.
Okay, I'm very happy to be here to tell you, thank you, everybody, because I think I'm better now, I hope. And for sure, it's good to, after the course, to have some more experience with English people. Sometimes I work with English people, but sometimes I'm a long time, I don't work with English people. And it's very good to me to see some people I met at that Métier des Acquis, and I'm not shy now to go and to talk with all that, tous ces gens.
To those people, yeah.
You can see, but I'm a little bit ready.
But the fact is, Jeanette's English is very good. And she goes and works in the homes with people. And when I meet her on the street, she speaks to me in English all the time, and her English is actually very good.
I try.
You're good.
You're good, Jeanette. Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Albert.
If I could...
Yes?
If I could butt in for a moment. One evening that I wanted to mention was the Tennyson, Johnson, and Coffin case evening. But I left that to Albert, you know, because it was his, he was the main man.
Okay, Albert.
Okay.
Okay. For both years, I helped Pat when I could. I went to a lot of their sessions. I think one of the sessions that I enjoyed the most probably was the night that we discussed the Wilbert Coffin case. They played the song that Dale Boyle had recorded about it. They had a video on from Wilbert's sister, and then we got into discussing and talking about it. I spent a lot of time, not necessarily researching, but looking into the Wilbert Coffin case. I have the last book that was written by Alton Price, I have been mentioned several times in the book. Alton was also kind enough to give me 12 English books that I was able to give to our students. and they all took them home. I don't know if they ever read them or not, but they definitely were very, very interested in the case. They asked a lot of questions. Tennyson Johnson was there. He also was able to answer a lot of questions as well. I can remember the two different nights at the closing. I had our closing party at my home for them. I have quite a large home.
Those were great dues, yes.
They were, and it's kind of, I would say, that they let their hair down. They were more committed. They talked more. They laughed more. They had more fun. I was there also for the one when they had the spec newspaper. We did end up with, my group ended up with kind of a confusing situation, but we had everything there, but we didn't have it necessarily in the right order. I can go on and talk for another 10, 15 minutes, but I think that's kind of sums it up. I enjoyed it, and if they asked me to do it again, I would do it right tomorrow.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, Albert. Now I'm going to ask Tracy to say a few words.
I'm going to kind of try to engage the community organizations in and explain how beneficial it was for us as a community organization to be involved in the Métis and Desert Key course. But first I wanted to say the objective, as has been explained before, was to get the students out of the classroom, and being on the other side taking French courses and being in language training, where you get to a point where you understand your teacher very well, but then you go outside and people speak to you and like, I don't understand what they're saying. So I think another positive part of that program is actually having the students hear English from different people, because it's often very different when you're speaking to people with different accents like my own. So for those of you in French, you might have a hard time understanding my English. So I think that was another really positive part of the program. In terms of the community organization, Vision was involved in a number of the activities and also engaged 4 volunteers from the English community who went to all of these sessions. And it was as valuable for them, as Albert said, as it was for the students. But one of the results that's happened since, which I found most beneficial for Vision as an organization, is that one of the Vision employees who was involved in the Métis and Desert Key for 2 years. So she actually met a number of the students. And when we're working with our public partners as a community organization, we're often working with the managers and the community organizers, not necessarily the frontline staff, whereas the people taking the language training are these frontline staff. So Vision staff actually got to know some of the frontline workers from the hospital and the Saitoyes establishments. And then when you turn up, and I'm going to sound like Russ Kieber for those of us that know him, it's all about relationships. So having known these people that have participated in the course, and then you turn up at the Saitoyes, it's much more welcoming than if you turn up and you don't know them. So that's been one benefit. The other was that Vision's been involved in the flu clinics. So when the flu clinics were established up in Gaspé, the Saitoyes had called Vision and said, could someone from Vision be there just to help with any translation if there's a difficulty serving the English population? And so Cheryl, who was the staff person that had been involved in the Métis and Desert Key, was a little bit anxious, because when you turn up to the Saitoyes where they're providing a service, you're not always sure how they're going to accept you. So she turns up in Gaspé at the flu clinic and a little bit anxious, and she said she walked through the door and there were 2 students that had been part of the Métis and Desert Key who were there as the Saitoyes nurses, the staff, who came up to her immediately and just said, Cheryl, we're so glad to see you. We are so happy you're here, and we're so happy that Vision is coming to check up on us to make sure that we're providing service in English. So Cheryl came back and just said, you know, when you have one of those days where everything just goes right, she said it felt so good to have the Saitoyes really acknowledge that the partnership between us was really positive and that they're happy to have us involved. And now as part of the flu clinics, they don't even call us. It's just integrated. There's one specific area in St. George where they don't have the nursing staff that have the language skills, and Vision is integrated into being there to help provide the service in English for them. So I wanted to let the community organisations know the benefit of being involved and how it will help you in your work with the SETWAS. So that's it for me.
That's pretty much it, I think, for us. Just one final note. In speaking briefly with my resource person at the agence, Brad McDonald, we're very hopeful that we'll be able to get some type of skills retention activities going this spring, and I'm not quite sure what form they'll take yet, but Brad seems to think it's a strong possibility that we'll be able to get this going this spring very shortly. So thank you very much. It's thank you to the McGill organizers for inviting me to participate. It's great to meet some of you and to hear what's going on in different regions also. Does anyone have any questions for any of us, or my friends in Gaspé? No? It's good. Thank you very much, Patricia, Albert, Jeanette. Merci beaucoup.
Have a good day.
Have a good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm sure it's not 25 degrees in Gaspé today.
Oh, no.
But it sure is here.
We just got half of that.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Merci.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.